There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here and bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, if you don't yet have the Waze app on your phone, that's W-A-Z-E, you may want to get that app by the time we're done with this conversation, because in the news today, apparently some police are very upset about this app. And if an app is upsetting the police, that to me is an endorsement and a good enough reason to download it, especially if the police actually get their way and manage to have this app pulled from the Google App Store. Derek J., what's the latest and where is it coming from?
Well, according to Eileen Sullivan at the Associated Press, published today, law enforcement wants popular police tracking app disabled.
Mm.
That's the headline. Law enforcement is concerned that the popular Waze mobile traffic app by Google Inc., which provides real-time road conditions.
Google makes Waze?
I had no idea until I read this article.
Wow.
And it's unclear to me whether or not they originally created the app, or maybe it was like bought by them.
Purchased it?
Yeah. It provides real-time road conditions, but it can also be used to hunt and harm police. That's what the law enforcement
is
saying.
I suppose it could be. That wasn't my first thought when I heard about this. I mean, if you want to find police and kill them, I guess, then that's that.
They are such a paranoid bunch.
Yeah.
Well, I hear Google Maps.
They hunt people all day long. Of course they're paranoid. Only thieves, thieves are the ones that first think of stealing.
Good point.
Waze is a combination of GPS navigation and social networking. 50 million users in 200 countries turn to the free service for warnings about nearby congestion, car accidents, speed traps, traffic cameras, construction zones, potholes, stalled vehicles, or unsafe weather conditions. And I am one of these users. I use this app. I've used it for over a year, and I love it.
You, Derek J.
Yes.
Okay.
Waze, that was a break from the article. Waze users mark police who are generally working in public spaces on maps without much distinction other than visible or hidden. And I, Derek J., having used this app, can tell you, it's tough to, you see a police officer on the side of the road, maybe you can snap a picture of them. And upload
driving.
It. Yeah, not if you're driving, but a passenger could be in the car and they could take a picture of
it. That's pretty vigilant.
Right. You have to be on it, but there are enough people using this app that it actually happens. I mean, even in rural places.
Really?
Even in areas like New Hampshire where I'll see this. And it comes up with a little notification when you're about to come up to a police officer where it says, hey, there's a police up ahead. And once you pass it, it prompts
you. Give
you
like a little warning? It's like a little chime?
Ding! And a little pick. No oinks. The app does come up with a little police face, and it says, you're approaching police, and it has, a countdown, in 5, 4, 3, and here you go, and it says, did you see him, or was he hidden, or was it visible, is he still there, and, even when you're driving, it's not that hard to, push one little button that says, yep, still there, or nope, not there anymore,
yeah.
And that's a very helpful way to inform other drivers on the road, so it does combine GPS and social networking. Even if you're a passenger, you can interact with other drivers on the road, it's pretty cool.
Crowdsourcing, I guess, would be a more accurate term, right, because you're using the group, the crowd,
right,
to figure these things out, and it relies on people's honesty, and it works pretty well.
So, back to the article. Users see a police icon, but it's not immediately clear whether police are there for a speed trap, a sobriety checkpoint, or a lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
To some in law enforcement, this feature amounts to a stalking app for people who want to harm police. They want Google to disable that feature.
Jeez.
The growing concern is the latest twist in Google's complicated relationship with government and law enforcement. It places the internet giant, again, at the center of an ongoing global debate about public safety, consumer rights, and privacy. And just to break from the article for a bit, that's what I was bringing up, Ian, earlier when I said, you know, can't Google encrypt your email? That's one of the things law enforcement's been complaining about, their encryption on Android phones.
Right.
And even Apple's iPhones. Yeah, saying, like, your encryption is too tough. We can't break it. We need to be able to break into people's privacy anytime we want.
Yeah, that's true. There were some headlines about that a few months ago when Apple did it. Google followed up and said, we're doing it too. And that would be total phone encryption, meaning the entire file system on a phone after a certain version of the Android operating system will be, by default, I believe, enabled on all phones. I think that's the case. If not, it'll be available, and you can enable it. But I think it might have been by default enabled. And, yeah, that did upset the police. But at the same time, I still wouldn't trust Google not to hand the keys over to them.
Well, we got another paranoid cop here, returning to the Associated Press. Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck complained in a letter to Google's chief executive on December 30th.
He wrote a letter.
He wrote a letter on, like, the day before New Year's Eve. Like, this guy's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The ways could be, quote, misused by those with criminal intent to endanger police officers and the community.
Because it's so hard to find the police. I mean, as though you need to have ways to ascertain where the police are at any given moment. I mean, in a lot of cities, they're prevalent. It's not hard to find any police because they're harassing people everywhere. And so just drive around for a little bit and you'll find them.
Yeah, I suppose if you wanted to find police, right? Like, today is the day I'm going to go out killing some cops.
Yeah.
I will stock my panel van full of the weaponry that I'm going to go after them with, and I will find cops today. Oh, I better get my Waze app, and I'll find them that way. Oh my goodness, Google has disabled the feature to find police.
What will I do?
I guess I'm just going to have to put all the guns back in my house and go about my normal day, because I won't be able to kill cops today. Now, I suspect you'd probably get in the van and drop by the gas station, make sure you had a full tank, and then go and start looking around for some police.
You could start at the police station.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah, maybe Google should disable that feature on their maps and not tell people where police stations are. The Los Angeles Police Department said Monday it had not heard back from Google about whether it had addressed Beck's concerns. I hope it got shredded.
Yeah, I hope they don't write back. Google, don't waste your time.
I don't know if
Google will know what to do with a letter.
hey, email us, dude. Google purchased Waze for $966 million in 2013.
I don't suspect they're going to be really delighted to downgrade features then.
Yeah, let's disable stuff now.
Right, let's disable one of the most useful parts of this program, because otherwise, besides the, what does it do, police, weather, road condition,
construction zones, traffic cameras, speed traps, stalled vehicles, which is all a very helpful one for me. That's one I've used as well. Like, it's helpful to know if there's a car that's broken down up ahead, not only so that you can reroute, but also so that you can move over to the other lane well ahead of time, so you're not swerving into traffic. And so if I see a bunch of lights up ahead, I know that, like, not a cop, just someone who's broken down.
Right.
It's fine.
Okay. This is the equivalent, by the way, just a little flashback here from before I was born. Mark, you were very young at this time when the United States was in its Citizens Band Radio heyday in the late 1970s.
Breaker 1-9.
Right. Citizens Band Radio was essentially the predecessor almost to the internet, to crowdsourcing.
That's a 10-4, good buddy.
So you would have people give out information, and frequently they would use code. So, like, oh, we got a smoking a brown wrapper, smoking an orange wrapper up here. And that
they
would
even
be
got a bear in the air.
That would be a state police officer, Smokey Bear, which is what that that particular lingo means. And then in a brown wrapper means it's an undercover unit. And an orange, in this case, or an orange wrapper would be an orange undercover car. So they would put this information out over the Citizens Band Radio. And of course, the main people who were doing this, and still do to some extent, are truck drivers. And I imagine a lot of Waze users are also truck drivers, where the drivers are communicating with one another and everybody else to let people know where the cops are and how to drive safely.
You think truckers communicate via CB as much as they used to? Because I would think now, with all the entertainment, for instance, I mean,
they still have CDs.
I'm sure they have CDs.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I'd be listening to audiobooks and MP3s the whole time.
Well, you're not having an active conversation usually the entire time you're driving, but if there is a road condition, I've heard drivers get on CB. When we've driven down to New York City, I've taken the CB with us and monitored just to hear what people were saying. So they're still out there. 855-453. It's easier to key up a microphone than to hit a smartphone.
Sure.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here if you want. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. 3733.
ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, be they Bitcoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, Dogecoin, whatever you want. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so you don't have to worry about, you don't have to worry about any illegalities like what we're talking about here with the Russ Albrecht and the Silk Road trial. So you can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, wire transfer, or you can make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared banking. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at ExpressCoin.com. You use coupon code FTL, and you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Derek J is here talking about Waze. That's W-A-Z-E, if you want to search for it on your smartphone. Is there an Apple version of this? Because you did mention it's a Google product.
I don't know.
It's definitely out for Android phones, that much I know for sure. And the police, they are upset. Derek, you've got the story.
Yeah, and they're crazy paranoid about this, or at least one outfit is from the Los Angeles Police Department.
You can rest assured there are probably more of them that are upset as well.
Yeah, the police chief, Charlie Beck, he wrote this letter to Google, and he's claiming that people are using this app to hunt down police, or could.
Right, because you've heard of all those stories about the cop killers who first did a search on Waze.
According to the article from the Associated Press, there are no known connections between any attack on police and Waze. Although Beck, this chief of police in Los Angeles, said Waze was used in the killing of two New York Police Department officers on December 20th. You remember?
Oh.
The Instagram account of the gunman in that case included a screenshot from Waze, along with other messages threatening police. Investigators do not believe the shooter, Ismael Brinsley, used Waze to ambush the NYPD officers, in part because police say Brinsley tossed his cell phone more than 2 miles from where he shot the officers. In his letter to Google, Beck said that Brinsley had been using the Waze app to track police since early December.
Wow.
Yeah, tracking them and then what? Like, to avoid traffic like the rest of us?
I have no idea.
Tracking them. Police move around throughout the day. I mean, so what if he was tracking them earlier in the month? Quote, I am confident your company did not intend the Waze app to be a means to allow those who wish to commit crimes to use the unwitting Waze community as their lookouts for the location of police officers, Beck wrote. Some officers, like Sheriff Mike Brown of Bedford County, Virginia, think it's only a matter of time before Waze is used to hunt and harm police. Quote, the police community needs to coordinate an effort to have the owner, Google, act like the responsible corporate citizen they've always been and remove this feature from the application even before any litigation or statutory action. Just do it because we say so.
Right, right. What are they going to litigate exactly here? I mean, there's nothing illegal about sharing information, at least not yet. There's nothing illegal that I know of about sharing information with people about where the police are. We do this stuff all the time here in the Keene area. If the cops are up the street here at the LRN studios, I've driven by them before, I've gotten on our two-way radio system and announced that. I didn't have Waze running because, again, I have the app, but I'm never in the mindset to actually use the thing because it drains the battery so bad on my phone. It's kind of a disincentive to use the app.
I can't remember which court has ruled it, but they have ruled multiple times that it is a freedom of speech to stand on the side of the road with a sign saying, speed trap ahead.
Yes.
So
that doesn't mean they won't harass you over it, but yes, that should be your freedom.
The police are going to come and talk to you, and, you know, of course, it's their job to put people in jail, and the result of talking to them could be not very good at all. As a matter of fact, we had the Bartholomew brothers had a situation where they went to the side of the road and they held a sign that said taxation is theft. They wore the Guy Fawkes mask, and when police came, they were pretty non-responsive to the police. Mm-hmm. And that resulted in their arrest, which is contrary to the law in California, and the jury found them guilty.
Anyway.
Yep. Anyway. Even though the law was clear, they hadn't broken it.
Yep, that's right.
In my experience, drivers will also flash their headlights if there are police in speed traps that they've just passed.
That's
so
correct.
They can let me know that that's coming. And I'll do the same to other drivers if I just pass a cop and, you know, hey, I'm going to flash the next couple of drivers I see and let them know to slow down.
And aren't there some states where that's illegal?
No, I do not believe.
No?
I believe that there's been court rulings on light flashing,
that
too.
That is legal.
Yeah, that's legal. I would think that would be much more difficult for cops to figure out, but now and then one of them probably sees it and probably pulled somebody over and gave them a ticket for it or whatever. But I think that that's, you know, when it comes to light flashing, people will try to communicate a few things with light flashing. Sometimes they're just being a jerk. Sometimes they're, you know, telling you to turn your lights on, telling you to turn your high beams down. Sometimes they're trying to tell you there's a police officer up there.
I'm telling people to move over. Get out of the left lane.
If they're behind if they're behind you, they're likely telling you, hey, this lane here is for passing, and you shouldn't be in it.
Yeah. Google declined to comment and directed questions to a Waze spokeswoman, Julie Mosler, who said the company thinks deeply about safety and security. She said Waze works with the New York Police Department and others around the world by sharing information. Quote, these relationships keep citizens safe, promote faster emergency response, and help alleviate traffic congestion.
Right, keep citizens safe from the police because people know that the police are not their friends. People are afraid of the police, and that's the reason why this feature exists, because it empowers
people.
You need them,
right? I mean, it depends on the situation, but when you're on the road, likely
they are your enemy. Usually, when you're on the road,
your preference is likely to avoid passing a police officer, simply because you're always like, what am I doing? That's wrong.
They'll find something.
They've got these speed limits all over America. In many cases, they're set artificially low, right? Like they don't sort of conform to the way traffic is on the road, and that makes it very difficult for people because you're always trying to make sure that you're not going too fast.
So the Associated Press author here, Eileen Sullivan, wrote to the New York Police Department about Waze, but they didn't respond to any of her questions. Google has a complicated relationship with government and law enforcement. The company worked closely with the Obama administration to defend itself against hacking by China's government, and it is regularly compelled to turn over to police worldwide copies of emails or other information about its customers. Last year, after disclosures that the National Security Agency had illicitly broken into Google's overseas internet communication lines, Google and other technology companies rolled out encryption for consumers, which the U.S. government said could hamper law enforcement investigations.
We deserve to be able to poke around in your information.
No, it's for your own good. It's for your own good, Mark.
Every time these governments constantly reveal that they believe they own you. They own you, they own your property, they own your land. Who else could they go through your stuff?
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, travel bans. Yeah, they happen in New England. We'll tell you what it's all about.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5090. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station. But it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5090. That's 1-800-467-5090. Call 1-800-467-5090.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. We've also had some folks participating with us on Skype tonight. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request over. It will be approved. And once that's done, you can easily call on Skype from that point forward. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
We've been talking with Derek J. about Waze, which is a controversial app, apparently now, at least within police departments, because police officers are paranoid as hell, and they believe that...
That is just a broad blanket statement.
You're right.
What do you mean?
That's a very broad blanket statement. But in my observation, many police are very, very paranoid. And in the case here in...
Security is their job, right? Like, security people are paid to be paranoid.
Okay. I'm just telling you, that's my impression of the police, is that they're paranoid, that everybody's out to get them, when, of course, actually being a police officer is not even one of the top 10 most dangerous jobs in the United States. Being a roofer or a construction person is much more dangerous than being a police officer.
Well, you sort of so you had a sort of double comparison here. You said that they're afraid people are out to get them, and then you said that it's not one of the most dangerous jobs in America.
Yeah,
and that's a true statement. Both of those are true. Well, the question is that probably more roofers, more police are killed for being police than roofers are killed for being roofers.
I'll give you that. So what? Anyway, they are paranoid, and there's more evidence here where multiple police officers are very upset about Waze, which allows people to mark the locations of police as you're driving down the road. If you spot a cop, you just hit a simple couple buttons on Waze, and you can, you know, send notice out to all other Waze users about the position of that officer. When another Waze user drives by that same location, Waze will inquire, is the officer still present? And then the driver can answer affirmative or not, and that helps keep the files up to date. It helps keep the map up to date, so to speak. Now, I'm curious, Derek J., you're a regular user of Waze. I'm not. I do have the app, but I've just never really gotten in the habit of using it. Mm-hmm. I don't travel that often, and when I do, I just don't think about Waze. Maybe I should, but I kind of tell myself, well, you know, it takes a lot of toll on the battery. But I am in my car, and I do have a cable that I could use to sort of charge the phone as I'm using Waze. And then I tell myself, oh, it's New Hampshire. There's nobody around here that uses Waze.
Just they
very,
do.
Very low population zone. But you're saying they're still using it.
Yeah.
So maybe it's worth a third look for me. But is there a way to actually pull up a map of all police locations? Or is it that just kind of as you drive, it will inform you of where the police are nearby you? Like, could I pull a map up right now on Waze and have it tell me where all the cops have been reported in Cheshire County?
I don't know. No, I've never tried to do that. Typically, you know, I'm just using it for my own driving experience.
Right.
I'm not looking for the police. I'm trying to avoid them. So right. While I'm driving, I just see what cops are coming my way.
Right. Apparently, they think it's the cop killer app. Like, show me the nearest police officer who doesn't have his partner around and preferably unarmed.
I suspect that's not the case with Waze. And I mean, I'll poke around in the app here and see if there's any evidence for that. Because the way the police are making it sound is that you could use this app to hunt down and target the police. But my understanding of Waze is you only really get presented with the police's location when it's nearby you.
Yeah, and it almost never happens to me. Driving around New Hampshire, I just don't encounter very many police. So typically I'm using Waze as a way to get from point A to point B, the smartest way, avoiding any tolls or collisions or whatever. You know, it's not all about police is what I'm saying. It's more about a replacement for Google Maps for me, which is what I would use to drive around anyway.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think it would be cool if the app did have that feature, if you could use Waze to sort of be a cop blocker, right? Like you could pull up Waze. Because we had the guys from Arlington Cop Block, or one of the guys from Arlington, Texas Cop Block called last night. And they were talking about how they kind of, you know, in Arlington, which is a fairly large city of 400,000 people, that they have, there's different quadrants, and they kind of know where the police like to hang out in certain neighborhoods and where they target. So they're able to more easily find the police.
And they cop block while armed, correct?
Well, some of them do, but
okay, yeah.
Yeah. That's what got a couple of them arrested just recently, actually this weekend. And so
hardcore.
If there was a feature like that for Waze, I think it would be fantastic for cop block purposes, because then you could use all of the crowdsourcing reporting of the locations of police to actually go there as cop blockers and, you know, investigate.
If it's not a feature, I wonder if there's enough like open source material on this that you could just add it as a feature, like, oh, here you go.
I don't know if it's open source.
Yeah.
The government currently has satellites, and they can track people around. Now, I remember one of them one government agent came to our school when I was in junior high. That's what we called it. We didn't call it middle school where I went. And said that that they can see the dirt underneath your fingernails. I don't know if this guy's exaggerating or what he was doing, but the claim was that, you know, the government can observe you from the sky. And I'm pretty sure they can observe, you know, they can observe quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't imagine we're too far from companies, big companies like Google, being able to do the same thing. What about Google just looking from the sky at police officers, you know, the police cars moving around and stuff? What's that going to be like? Are they going to be able to determine if it's a police car? Because if it's a regular black and white, they're going to be able to tell relatively easily.
Let's go to Nicole. She's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Nicole, with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Nicole. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to say, you guys were just asking about if there is a way to see all the police reports. There is, actually. If you pull up the reports menu, you can click on either all reports, or you can specifically look for police or accidents or, you know, whatever specific you know, area you're looking for.
I don't see the reports menu. Maybe it's not an obvious feature. I do have the program open now, and we probably can't go through a bunch of technical support stuff here, but you're saying you have seen this. Now, how far do they let you see the officers' locations?
That's something that you would have to add in your settings. You can go, you know, all reports from all your friends, or you can go like 20 miles out, whatever you have it set for.
Huh. Okay.
Awesome.
I'll have to look for that because it's not, I don't see anything about reports. But so you've used Waze, you're a regular participant?
Yep, every day.
And how is it over in Rochester? Are there a number of other people on the roads who are doing it? Is it a fairly useful thing for you? It must be if you keep using it, right?
Yeah, it's really useful. There's been times, there was a really bad storm, and I was actually able to even communicate with other drivers where it was just really, really heavy traffic, and I looked, you know, up the road a bit, and it said vehicle stopped in the road, and so I could send a message on the map and said which lane, and they told me, you know, left lane, so I could veer to the right.
Yeah, that's the other cool feature, that you can send messages to other drivers who are on the road. Like, you have a profile. Hopefully, it's your passenger who's typing for you.
Yeah, that's kind of my concern about this, is that, you know, there's going to be so many...
I use it at red lights. You know, you can type at red lights. What's
the
big deal?
And I never do it. I have been a passenger when I do take the time to type to other people, because it's just too much time away from the road for me to do it otherwise.
Well, thanks for sharing your experience, Nicole. Any other thoughts you want to get out there?
Nope, that's about it.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Scott. He's in Indiana. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Derek J., how's it going?
Well, hey. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, I just had a quick question. Anybody heard anything about Gary Johnson going in 2016 again on the Libertarian Party?
I'd say there's a good chance.
He has that look. Every indication is that's what he's going to do. He has received more votes than any other Libertarian candidate in history. Isn't that right?
I think Ed Clark currently has... it was one or the other. Okay, so Gary Johnson either has the greatest percentage ever received by a Libertarian candidate or the greatest number of votes, and Ed Clark in 1980 has the other one. I forget which one is which.
Will you be throwing your vote away for Gary Johnson, Scott?
Sure will. I threw my vote away for him in 2012. I decided I needed a clean conscience. So.
At this point, that's where I'm at, too. Anything can happen in this political game, but I tend to be sort of on the board with what you're saying there.
I think Scott, I can hang on or...
Well, I was going to say, we will certainly let you know more as the Libertarian Party, you know, selects its presidential candidate. We've got a ways to go, and I know our very own Daryl W. Perry will be challenging Gary Johnson in 2016 for that Libertarian nomination, so we will see how that goes, and thank you, Scott, for your call tonight. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free right here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up tonight, Mark, you want to talk about fat shaming? Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I've got.
All right, we'll talk about that. The toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm as we go to your calls and thoughts. Don't forget, you can join us online and support the show by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and you enter Amazon. You'll find different Amazon links there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go to the right Amazon for you and then get your shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It is that simple, and it makes a big difference for us when you do it. So please start your shopping experience online at shop.freetalklive.com.
Use it every time. It's an extra click, but it does so much for us.
Yeah, it really makes a big difference. So please do check that out. Let's go to Perry. In the meantime, Perry listening in Nashua, New Hampshire, to our affiliate down there, WSMN. Hey, Perry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Perry?
I want to go off to the left or the right, whatever it is. Yeah, it stopped this. We can get back on the subject. What is my main concern is we have this blizzard coming in. It is no longer a storm warning. They tripped that off early this morning, and I haven't heard the latest news.
It's
my buddy
impending,
George,
impending snowmageddon.
Yeah, we actually happen to be in New Hampshire. I don't know if you're aware of that, but Free Talk Live.
Yeah. You're over here to the left of the state. Yes,
yep,
I'm right here. You have to go over Temple Mountain to get to you from Nashua.
Yep. That is the separator of the state, where we are, as a matter of fact.
So one thing that we can't do on Free Talk Live is provide local weather updates. That's something that we can't do because it's just not interesting to the people who are in California or Ohio.
But this is a big storm. It's been reported on all day.
Free Talk Live is...
Indeed, you're right.
That's right.
Yep, you're right.
You don't have the local weather forecast. You can't hook
no,
up.
No, I've got it right in front of me.
But I am not computer literate.
Let me give you a rundown.
It's going to hit you like a freight train starting at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, let me give you a rundown, Perry. There's going to be some snow over the next 24 hours. It could be more than the average snowfall, right? Like, we don't know. I mean, there's always, up here in New England, I'm from Florida originally, so, you know, all these blizzards and everything, I've only been experiencing them since 2006.
My uncle was down in Florida, and he scraped off enough snow on the truck that he had to make a snowball.
When was this?
Down in Florida. Oh, this must have been about 30 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
It was 1976, right. I think, was when that storm came through, because I was alive for it. But that must have been in Jacksonville.
So Perry, are you new to New England?
I don't know
or
where he was.
Perry, are you new to New England, or have you been up here for a long time?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Nashua.
Okay, so you're prepared.
So there's nothing new here.
Get yourself some hot cider, man, and kick your feet up.
I'm just saying that you are broadcasting on WSMN.
We are.
That everybody in Nashua can hear. So we haven't heard a forecast since George got off the air.
You're talking about this morning. So what you're encountering is a difficulty with radio these days. And unfortunately, a lot of radio is just not local anymore. It's, you know, they turn over the station to... If you don't mind, I'd like to explain to you kind of what you're experiencing here. A lot of radio stations don't have staff in the station. I'm not speaking for WSMN. I don't know if they've got anybody in the station now.
Yeah, I understand. You're probably in your garage with two or three guys. I understand this.
Well, close. We're close. We're actually in the living room here. But we don't work at WSMN.
Yeah, having coffee and cocoa. Yeah.
So, Perry, thank you for the call tonight. We'll continue to address the subject. It's just kind of hard to have a conversation with Perry. I wanted to get some information out there that people need to understand about this format of radio that we're doing here. Free Talk Live is, while we originate from New Hampshire, not a New Hampshire show, in that the radio stations that take the program are not all in New Hampshire. In fact, the supermajority of them are not in New Hampshire. We've got a couple of New Hampshire stations. There's WSMN in Nashua. There's WEZS, I think, over in Laconia as well. So we've got two or three maybe stations in New Hampshire, and the rest of them are all over the place, including as far down as Guam and the Virgin Islands. And obviously Guam and the Virgin Islands and other places in the south, you know, they're not so concerned about the details of the weather up here in the Northeast. And
there are weather incidences that are nationwide and even worldwide news.
Not really.
Well,
okay,
when
maybe
the
news.
Tsunami hits news.
It's news if something actually happens that's traumatic, right? Like if people are dying, then that usually will make a headline. But yeah, I could tell you, Mark, if I were in Florida, I wouldn't give a flip about a blizzard happening in New England.
You wouldn't give a flip, but it has been national.
And I don't pay any attention to the hurricanes that go on now in Florida. Now that I'm in New England, I don't care what hurricanes are menacing the west coast of Florida.
Wash them away.
It means nothing to me. Even though I have friends and family down there, I mean, you know, what's going to happen is going to happen. Nothing I say on the radio is going to do anything about it. They're either prepared for it or they're not. So I understand the frustration Perry's experiencing. He doesn't have internet ability, which it's important to remember. These people still exist. That there are people still who are not.
These people still exist.
They do not have an interest in the internet. They don't have. It's not that they don't have access. He lives in Nashville, New Hampshire. He could certainly have internet if he wanted to.
Yeah, fiber if he wanted it.
Right. But you know, some people, they're just not interested in it. They like prefer the old methods of reading and newspapers and things like that. And so people like that, they still turn to radio, and lots of people, even if they have the internet, turn to radio. It is a good place to turn to if the weather's going bad in most cases in a lot of locations. unfortunately, the reality on the ground is in radio, there's been a lot of what's called consolidation in the business.
Yep.
It started back in the 1990s when the FCC, what they called, deregulated the industry. They made it so that companies that owned stations could then own more stations. And look, I'm fine with deregulation, but in this case, this hasn't been an actual, you know, it's not like the FCC rolled themselves back and cut their budget. They just changed a rule to allow for more stations to be owned by one company. And that's what resulted in the Clear Channels of the world kind of coming about and ultimately then sort of disseminating their stations after a decade. They bought up a bunch of stations, they cut costs to the bone, and then ultimately they were still struggling in debt, these big companies, and so they've ultimately been selling off a lot of those stations. So we're seeing a shift away from the big radio conglomerates owning stations to where they're actually selling their stations to more locally owned companies. So I think things are moving slowly in the right direction toward more local ownership, because if you have more variety of ownership and you have more local ownership, you're more likely to actually have a radio station that has somebody in the studio who could break in and do a local weather report. So we can't do that on Free Talk Live because we're a syndicated radio show. If we were to do weather reports for New England or, you know, Arizona or whatever, it's just not going to be relevant to the majority of our listening audience. So really, the concern should be directed to radio stations. It's the radio station's responsibility to provide local information. This is what they are supposed to be doing. I mean, they're tasked with it by the FCC to some extent, but ultimately that's what a station should do. A station should provide local information that's useful to people because they want to be the go-to place. You want, if you're running a talk radio station or even a music radio station, you want people to think about your station. Oh my God, the weather's getting bad. I need to tune into whatever station to hear the latest on the forecast. And if the station's dropping the ball and they're not breaking in, like, for instance, you know, if this were, this is something they could do. They could break into Free Talk Live, you know, turn us down and turn the microphones up in the studio and say, we're sorry, but, you know, there's an emergency weather situation and, you know, you need to know this and this and this. And now we return you to your regularly scheduled programming. And they could run something like that every 15 minutes if they wanted to. So they could still keep us on the air, but also provide updates. And if there was like some kind of crazy breaking news, they could totally break in over top of Free Talk Live. So I wish there was more we could do, but that's just not our role in radio.
And it seems like an opportunity for pirate radio stations. You know, if people weren't prevented from opening their own local radio stations, then perhaps there would be more localized news.
I think
Okay, so a part of this problem that you didn't mention, you talked about consolidation, is revenue. The fact is that radio is a relatively old medium comparative to, you know, TV and the internet and things like that. The money is moving away from older mediums like newspaper and radio. It's moving towards the internet. The increase in advertising spending was something like 50% in digital. That's what they're calling the internet, digital spending, last year. And that's an incredible rise. And radio is down, I think, 1.2% or something like that. It's, you know, radio's on a long, slow roll down.
But that's no excuse to not do local weather coverage, Mark, to say that, oh, you don't the have, money's bad.
If you don't have money, you can't hire people. If you don't have people, they can't cover the weather.
Well, if you don't have people, you shouldn't be doing radio, and don't market yourself as a local talk radio station or a local anything if you're not providing local value to the people who are listening to your product. And to use that excuse is just an excuse, Mark. There are stations out there that are doing this, and they're doing it well, and they're doing it right, and they can sell the weather forecast. More coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro-loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at guns80.com.
They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. GunsAndy.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to GunsAndy.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at GunsAndy.com. Call now, 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call GunsAndy.com at 844-2GUNS80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2GUNS80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.